spot.
Ad solis autumn conspecti summus.
£150. 28 clues. Go find it. Sponsored by PricewaterhouseCoopers, the UK's number one graduate recruiter, as voted for by you, the graduate. Visit pwc.com/uk/careers for information on graduate careers with PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Adjusting transmitter output.
On air.
Yes.
Online. www.cr1350.co.uk. Number one for new music across Cambridge University. This is 1350.
My man stays out late at night. When he comes home, he holds me tight. And that's what I like. Yes, that's what I like. Make love to me, daddy, 'cause that's what I like. He runs around with this gal and that, but when he wants loving, he knows where I'm at. And that's what I like. Yes, that's what I like. Make love to me, daddy, 'cause that's what I like. And there was my sweet man waiting for me. And that's what I like. Yes, that's what I like. Make love to me, daddy, 'cause that's what I like. Really takes the prize, and that's what I like. Yes, that's what I like. Make love to me, daddy, 'cause that's what I like. You keep all the others, I know what I like.
Welcome to the Gramophone. This is Miss Bliss. You're listening to CUR 1350. That was Julia Lee bringing us in with That's What I Like. Tonight's episode is another sex episode, like the one that we had a couple months ago. I had such a good response that I thought I would do it again. So we're going to have lots of dirty blues and songs about sex. We're going to have some swing, some lounge, lots of jazz, and especially lots of blues. So that was Julia Lee, and we'll be hearing from her again later on in the show. Next for you, we have Sippy Wallace and Otis Spann with the Jim Queskin Jug Band, and the song's called You Got to Know How.
You can make me do what you wanna do, but you got to know how. You can make me sigh, you can make me cry, but you got to know how. You can make me do like this. You can make you got to know how. Once a pal of mine stole a man of mine, but I'm back now. It's the same old song, she couldn't keep him long, cause she didn't know how. Cause when I love my man, I make him holler. You got to know how. You can make me sigh, you can make me cry, but you got to know how. You can make me do like this, you can make me do like that. Oh, baby, but you got to know how. Once a pal of mine stole a man of mine, but I got him back now. It was the same old song, couldn't keep him long, but you didn't know how. Cause when I love my man, I make him holler.
Was Sippy Wallace telling us, you got to know how, you know, she knows how she wants it done, you got to do it her way. Well, up next, Winoni Harris is talking to his special milkmaid, and he's saying, don't give up, you got to keep on churning until the butter comes.
Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. Little boy blue, come blow your horn. Cows in the meadow, sheep's in the corn. Take the sheep, leave them be. Bring the finest brown cows straight to me. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. How now, brown cow, keep on eating hay. Go in your shed, be sure you're fed. Go in your shed, be sure you're fed. Daddy needs butter for his shortening bread. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. Some butter one day.
Found brown cow came my way. We kept on pumping, butter came jumping. I'll milk you cow till my pail is full. Look out, heifer, here comes your bull.
Winoni Harris must have been some farmhand. Our next song is from Dinah Washington. This one's called Big Long Slidin' Thing, but it's actually a really innocent song just about a trombone playing man.
Trombone playing man, where is my daddy? Tell me, where's my daddy with that big long sliding thing? I even asked a man that played a steel guitar. He said that you don't need him to be moved 8 to the bar. He brought his amplifier and he hitched it in my plug. He planked it and he plunked it, but it just wasn't good enough. 'Cause I need my daddy with that big long sliding thing. I said, my daddy's back. I opened up the door, and there stood Piano Jack. He said, I came to do some tinkling on your piano keys. I said, don't make me nervous. This ain't no time to tease. Just send me my daddy. Send me my daddy with that big long sliding thing. Well, the first time he played, I asked him how it was done. He said, I blow through here, then I work my fingers and my thumb. I slide it right out, then I slide it back again, and I get a lot of wind, and then I slide it back again.
Dinah Washington there, showing us the meaning of double entendre. That's a fine song. If you're just tuning in, we're the Gramophone, and we're doing a sex-themed episode tonight. The next two songs are going to be by Julia Lee and her boyfriends. This is the same girl who started off the set for us tonight. This next song is called My Man Stands Out, and the one after that is going to be King Size Papa. So don't forget, you can write us at studio@cur1350.co.uk, and let me know what you think, if you're scandalized or if you're really into it.
Wanna tell you about that man of mine and the reason I love him so and why I have him rated in my book as the world's outstanding Romeo. Down at the beach when we walk by, the other girls give him the eye, 'cause my man stands out. Yes, my man stands out. I'm crazy about the way my man stands out. I like the way he fools around, and then the way he goes to town, 'cause my man stands out. Yes, my man stands out. I'm crazy about the way my man stands out. a master at the wheel. But when we park, say, that's the deal, 'cause my man stands out. Yes, my man stands out. I'm crazy about the way my man stands out. And I love him so much. He has a skin I love to touch, 'cause my man stands out. Yes, my man stands out. I'm crazy about the way my man stands out. And when we dance around the floor, I always hope the band plays more, 'cause my man stands out. Yes, my man stands out. Crazy about the way my man stands out. I'm crazy about the way my man stands out.
I got a man that's more than 8 foot tall, 4 foot shoulders, and that ain't all. King size papa, he's my king size papa. I take the door off the hinges when my baby comes to call. There's such a lot of him, the way he grew, enough to last till 1992. King size papa, he's my king size papa. He's a real super daddy and he knows just what to do. No one can thrill me like my baby can. He's such an extraordinary man. King size papa, he's my king size papa. Never was nothing like him since the day the world began. He's around, there's not a thing I lack. When he loves me, he holds nothing back. King size papa, he's my king size papa. Everything that I need, he carries in his king size pack. They built a Boulder Dam, the Empire State, and then they made my man, and is he great? King size papa, he's my king size papa. He's the one in a million who can really keep me straight. He's got big strong arms to hold me tight, then he squeezes me with all his might. King size papa, he's my king size papa. He's my one big moment and I'll keep him right inside.
Julia Lee and her boyfriend's two songs there, My Man Stands Out, and then King Size Papa. King Size Papa was recorded in 1948, so when she talks about her man lasting until 1992, it must have just seemed impossibly far away. Anyways, Lily Mae Kirkman says her man is just the right size, but after that we'll have Barrel House Annie refuting it, saying, if it don't fit, don't force it.
Just my size.
Kirkman can't stress the importance of her man being just the right size, because as Barrel House Annie says, if it don't fit, don't force it. You might make your mama mad.
If it don't fit, don't force it, 'cause you'll make your mama mad. If it don't fit, don't force it, 'cause you'll only get in bad. Change the lock, 'cause you stayed out till four. Your key didn't fit, you tried to break down the door. If it don't fit, don't force it, 'cause you'll make your mama mad. Fit don't fold there, 'cause you'll make your mama mad. If it don't fit, don't fold there, 'cause you'll only get in bad. Now it may stretch or may not tear at all, but you'll never back that big mule up in my stall. If it don't fit, don't fold there, 'cause you'll make your mama mad. Understand my position. I never let you put my work out of commission. If it don't fit, don't fold it, 'cause you'll make your mama mad. Oh yeah, 'cause you'll make your mama mad.
Was Barrel House Annie with If It Don't Fit, Don't Force It. Up next on the gramophone, we have The Swallows doing something a little more rhythm and blues, kind of, well, early rhythm and blues anyway, doo-wop-y kind of thing. This song's called It Ain't the Meat.
It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock. Now I had a girl so doggone thin. No meat, no bones, she was just all skin. One thing about her I can understand. She wraps all around me like a rubber band. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gets the sock. You find some girls who are big and fat. Some fellas don't like to see them like that. But I like to see them big and tall. The bigger they come, the harder they fall. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock.
the meat,
it's the motion.
It ain't the meat,
it's the movement.
It ain't the meat,
it's the action that makes your daddy wanna rock all night. I got a little girl who lives down the street. It ain't much of her, but she's mighty sweet. When she starts rocking, she don't wanna stop. It makes a man wanna blow his top. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sound.
That was The Swallows with It Ain't the Meat, It's the Motion. The next song is, we're kind of back to like blues now. This is by Bo Carter. And this is an unusual sexy blues song because you get a lot of songs about people talking about how, you know, well, basically touting their sexual prowess. But sadly, this song is about how Bo Carter's pencil won't write no more.
Thing show, my old pencil won't write no more because the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. I lay down in my bed just to write a line. I could feel my old pencil and falling all the time because the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. I get out of my bed, down on the floor. I'd whine about my old pencil won't write no more because the lead's all gone. The lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. I met a hot mama. I want to love her so bad. I lost all the lead in my pencil I had. Now the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. I hugged and I kissed her all last night. Didn't want nothing doing, my old pencil wouldn't write because the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. Can tell when a man's pencil is wrong. His mama's always tipping from home because the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. Now listen here, man, you ought to know. Can't write for that woman, you have to let her go, because your lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more, 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 more.
That was Bo Carter with My Pencil Won't Write No More. I really like that song, if only because, well, the subject matter is just so unique. No one talks about that kind of stuff. Our next song is from Winoni Harris. He sang for us earlier in the show with Keep On Turning Till the Butter Comes. This song is called She Just Can't Sell No More.
Well, I went downtown on the avenue. Well, I went downtown on the avenue. Had to find my baby because I had work to do. I got a long dry. She sells me 8 for 9. I said, baby, baby, my pen's run dry again. I said, baby, baby, my pen's run dry again. Well, I ain't used it, not since you know when. She said, Daddy, the cops done closed my store. I got what you want, but I can't sell no more. She just can't sell no more. She just can't sell no more. Cops got wise and padlocked her door. Said, baby, you don't have to sell. Give me mine, I promise not to tell. She just can't sell no more. She just can't sell no more. Well, the cops got wise and padlocked the doors.
Winoni Harris's pen also seems to have some problems. Anyway, that was Winoni Harris with She Just Can't Sell No More. It's amazing how they find such creative ways to talk about, oh, prostitution, impotence, whatever, all these things. And you wonder why jazz and blues had such a bad reputation back in the day. It was obviously because these songs are so racy. Next, we have Lil Johnson with You Stole My Cherry.
Keep on holding yours back. Why you must think your mama have that rubber in her bag. Now you started to kiss it. I asked you to stop, but I could not resist, cause those kisses were hot. When it comes to loving, you are right with me, cause you got everything that a good may need. Yes, I twirl and I twirl, baby, I from right to left. Now if you want any more loving, baby, you'll have to twirl yourself. Yes, I climbed and I climbed like a fox up a tree. I climbed so high you stole my cherry from me. How do you want me to love you when you keep on holding yours back?
Cherry by Lil Johnson. The next song is by Georgia White and it's called Hot Nuts. Get 'em from the Peanut Man.
Selling nuts. Hot hot nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hot nuts. I've got nuts for sale. 1 for $5, 2 for $10. If you buy them once, you'll buy them again. Selling nuts, hot nuts. You buy them from the peanut man. Selling nuts, hot nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hot nuts. I've got nuts for sale. You tell me your nuts is mighty fine, but I bet your nuts ain't as hard as mine. Selling nuts, oh, hot nuts. You buy them from the peanut man. Selling nuts, hot nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hot nuts. You buy them from the peanut man. They say your nuts is mighty small. Better have small nuts than none at all. Selling nuts, hot nuts. You buy them from the peanut man. Hottest nuts in town. Selling nuts, hot nuts. You buy them from the peanut man. Selling nuts, hot nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hot nuts. I've got nuts for sale. When a hog gets hungry, he begins to grunt. When a man gets hungry, he begins to hunt. Hot nuts, hot nuts. Buy them from the peanut man.
All right, with a little more baseball stadium type raunchiness, we've got Lil Johnson. You know, and now that we bought our hot nuts, maybe we need a hot dog.
Baby, with his hot dog, honey, his hot dog.
Next, Frankie Half Pint Jackson is going to sing with Tampa Red's Hook'em Jazz Band, My Daddy Rocks Me With One Steady Roll.
Come and rock me with one steady roll. It makes no difference if he's hot or cold. Why, look at the clock. Clock's at one. I said, honey, but you're rocking me with one steady roll. No, baby's rocking me with one steady roll. Oh, it makes no difference if he's hot or cold. Oh, I look at the clock. I've struck two. I said, baby, did you say?
No, Daddy.
But you're
Frankie Jackson was pretty much getting rocked on stage while that was happening. That was probably the most overt song we've played all night. Wow, she's seriously moaning on that one. Our next two are going to be much better, more modern recordings. This next song is called Men Are Just Like Streetcars. It's with Natalie Cole, Mavis Staples, and Ruth Brown, who's one of my favorite blues singers, but and she has lots of dirty songs. But anyway, this one's called Men Are Just Like Streetcars.
This is dedicated to the men, but ladies, listen up.
Yeah.
Going each and every day. Oh, men are just like
stand on a corner, but you won't have to stand too long. No, you may stand on a corner, but you won't have to stand too long. No, before the men you will ask, little girl, what are you waiting on?
Okay, that was Men Are Just Like Streetcars. Our next song, well, I mean, basically this entire episode we've heard from a lot of men who are really great, and also women, you know, talking about how wonderful their men are. Well, Bonnie Raitt and Sippy Wallace are here to say, be wise, don't advertise your man. And I never really gave Bonnie Raitt a chance. I just kind of wrote her off as some, like, horrible country singer. But I really like her in this song, and she's teaming up with Sippy Wallace, so that's always a good thing.
Explain what your good man do to you. Cause these women nowadays, they ain't no good. They laugh in your face and try to steal your man from you. Now wouldn't be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't be advertise your man.
No, your best girlfriend.
Yeah.
I look like a highbrow.
Yeah.
I've seen her change it at least 3 times a day. What do you think she's doing now? Why you're so far away? For the doctor, mama. Try to investigate your head. You see, you got to be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man.
Watch your mouth.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Bonnie Raitt with Sippy Wallace. I love at the end how Sippy Wallace is just cackling hysterically. She must be having a really good time. Closing it out for us tonight on the gramophone, we have Sonny Boy Williamson saying, keep it to yourself, because after all this dirty talk, you know, don't go kiss and tell about what happened on this show. All right, I'll see you guys next week.
Keep our business to yourself. Please, darling, do me a favor. Keep our business to yourself. I don't want you to tell nobody in your family, and don't mention it to nobody else. Don't tell your mother, don't tell your father, don't tell your sister, don't mention it to your brother. Please, darling, keep our business to yourself. Don't you tell nobody, and don't mention it to nobody else. You have a husband, I have a wife. If you start to talk that going mess up our life, please, baby, keep our business to yourself. Don't you tell nobody, don't mention to nobody else. Goodbye, darling.
CUR1350.co.uk.
CUR1350 News.
8:11 o'clock. I'm Rachel Fursman. The Home Secretary is looking at strengthening the law on possessing knives. John Rees has been criticised by the Tories for voting against their proposals in the past. However, he's now considering increasing the jail term for people caught carrying a blade from 2 to 5 years. Sean Bailey is from the youth charity My Generation. He says knife culture is a British problem.
We have raised our children up in violence. We live in a violent society, and now we're reaping the reward. If you compare us to many other European societies, they don't have the problems we do.
Officials have been handing out national insurance numbers to people they suspect are illegal immigrants. Staff at the Department of Work and Pensions were told to issue documents, even if they had suspicions. The government says it wants to change the law to stop them being given to people with no right to live or work in Britain. But Tim Finch from the Refugee Council says he can't see anything wrong.
There's a lot of work out there, and there are people desperate to work. The thing that you should do, at least with asylum seekers, is let them work. Don't make it illegal. Then they can support themselves, they can contribute to the economy, pay tax, national insurance, instead of working in the unregulated black economy.
The UN's offering to suspend Security Council action against Iran, but that will only happen if Tehran agrees to halt uranium enrichment. The offer is part of a package of proposals aimed at finding a peaceful resolution to the Iranian atomic standoff. Foreign Secretary Margaret Beckett made the announcement outside the British Embassy in Vienna.
We have agreed a set of far-reaching proposals as a basis for discussion with Iran. We believe that they offer Iran the chance to reach a negotiated agreement based on cooperation.
A German woman's been found guilty of the manslaughter of 8 of her newborn babies. 40-year-old Sabine Hilchenz killed them over a 10-year period, hiding their bodies in flower pots, a fish tank and in the garden of her parents' house. She's been sentenced to 15 years in prison, the maximum jail term the Frankfurt court could give. Pete Doherty has been detained aboard a flight to Barcelona. A spokesperson for EasyJet says the singer's being held after a syringe was found in a toilet. It's thought he was heading there to play a festival with his band Baby Shambles. Sport and the England squad's been given a right royal send-off. Prince William's visited them in training at Manchester United to wish them good luck. Sven's men are preparing for next week's competition kick-off. Joe Cole's impressed by the future king.
He's a nice geezer. He's down to earth, and I think he thinks we can go all the way. He's down to earth. He's the same, more or less the same age as the majority of the squad. You know, so he can relate to us on that thing. He enjoys the same things as us.
And there's fresh hope. Wayne Rooney's going to feature in the World Cup. The England's team kit for the first stages was being printed today. The full set includes the injured striker's name and number. It's 3 minutes past 11.